Blog Talk Radio.
Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Unfortunately, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose will not be able to be with us this evening, so I will be bringing a word in her place this evening. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is worth.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's be like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem.
The problem may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory cause.
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live, I move.
In him and I live, move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory for he is my king.
Him I live, I move,
him
and
him I live, I move, and have my king.
Say like the best of people.
Best of peace.
Come on, lift them up again.
Control. He's in
control and he knows
everything. I have
the victory for
he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like this
and
sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory.
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move.
If you believe that,
my
sing this with us. Let's go.
Which means the mighty one, God, the Lord. And Joshua 22:22 says, the mighty one, God, the Lord, Elohim, Jehovah, the mighty one, God, the Lord, he knows, and may Israel itself know. If it was in rebellion, or if in an unfaithful act against the Lord, do not save us this day. Let us pray. Elohim Jehovah, you are the mighty one. You are our mighty God, the Lord. We don't have adequate words in our language to express the great and mighty aspects of who you are. So we repeat the words in an attempt to give you a semblance of what is due you. You know all. You are over all. You are stronger than all and everything combined. I praise you for your power, strength, and might. And I humbly bow before you to honor you, your rightful place in my life as Elohim Jehovah. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So again, at this time, I will play another selection.
Spirit.
El Elohim Yisrael. I ask you to grant peace to Israel. I ask you to extend your hand of compassion and mercy into the areas of destruction where men, women, and children are being injured and killed. And to rescue them, I pray for your power in the midst of chaos, your grace in the midst of despair. I lift up to you the government of Israel, as well as the military, and pray that your kingdom agenda will be made manifest in them. Bring the Israelite people to a saving knowledge of you and protect them as they defend their innocent people from terrorists and militants. I bless Israel in your name today, El Elohim Yisrael, and ask you to bless them as well and help me to share your heart for Israel. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, No Doubt About It. In Mark 12 and 30 says, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Praise be to God for the reading of his word. The writer says, Do you realize there are aspects of God's will you never need to pray about? That you know with 100% certainty are always the Lord's plan for you. We see that in the Ten Commandments, the Sermon on the Mount in Exodus 20 and Matthew 5-7. We are to love one another, forgive, and remain faithful to the Lord. The greatest commandment, of course, is to love God above everything and everyone else. We put him first. Learn to listen for his voice and watch for his path to open up before us. We are patient in our love for him and others. We don't demand our ways, our way, or right. Instead, we surrender to God regardless of what he asks, because that is the devotion he deserves as our Savior and Lord. Amen. Likewise, we are to be grateful. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, Paul reminds us, In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We praise God for his goodness toward us. We are no longer focused on what is wrong or our own feelings of inadequacy. Instead, we love him with everything we have. And this puts us in the center of his will. Amen. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Jesus, I love and thank you with everything in me. You are all I have and all I need. Amen, amen, and amen. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing unto you as it is unto me. So again, at this time, I will play another selection.
Hold me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. From this place where I'm at, yeah. I need an answer, and you know all the facts. I'm done all I can, tired of making mistakes over and over again. So I'm calling on you, and you always know what to do. So I'm praying to thee. When I get up, I'll stand in victory. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt. when I can't seem to make it work. I've done all that I can, turn on your word, I'm ready to stay. So I'm hearing your voice, in silence and in melody, yeah. So I'm flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh, move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord. Yeah, take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah, move me, Lord. Yeah, take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah, move me, Lord, yeah, take full control of me, show me the way to go, use me and move me, yeah, move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. El Elohim Jehovah, pardon my iniquities, for they are many. I confess that I have not always honored you as the mighty, powerful, and strong one over all. Too often, I place my own wants, desires above seeking what you want and desire in and through me. Forgive me for boxing you in, trying to figure you out, or predicting what you will do, rather than acknowledge that you are the Lord God of gods. You know and see everything and deserve the highest place of respect in my heart. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Elohim Jehovah, I thank you that in your great power and might, you also remain as Jehovah, the relational God. You are not so strong and so big that you forget to commune with someone like me. You can accomplish your plans without me, but thank you for giving me a role in your plans anyway, because you love me. Thank you for your love, a healthy love, not dependent on anyone else. Because of your strength and power, you are able to love even the face of disappointment. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Go, y'all.
Yeah.
my father said, I'm going to get mine.
I'm going to get mine.
Amen. Go and get your blessings. Praise be to God. Okay. In Matthew 26 and 6, and the ICB says, you will hear about wars and stories of wars that are coming, but don't be afraid. The writer says, a pot of tea, check. Plate of donuts, check. Fully charged camera, check. Curiosity, check. Everything was ready for my 11-hour journey. Thanks to the Suez Canal, all I had to do was sit on the balcony of my cruise ship and watch Egypt go by. The weight of how blessed I felt at this moment automatically sent prayers of thanksgiving sky high. As our ship passed the city of Suez on the south end of the canal, I responded in kind to waves from people on the shore. Mothers hanging laundry, children heading out to play, fishermen mending their nets, dolphins played alongside the ship, blooms of jellyfish abandoning their homes in the Red Sea and heading towards the Mediterranean periodically clouded the waters. It wasn't until we passed a canoe of American military vessels headed the opposite direction that they lighthearted mood turned more sober. Recent conflict in the Middle East had warranted their journey through the canal. That realization fine-tuned my attention to the helicopter regularly passing overhead. Then I became aware of a slow-moving blue car traveling parallel to our ship. While another mile along the shore, I snapped a photo and enlarged the image on my laptop. That little blue car was really an armored truck, a protective escort guarding our ship on its 102 miles journey. War and terrorism are stories I see on the nightly news or read about in the Bible. They don't often touch my daily life, but even if they do, I need not panic. God is like that little armored truck, always near, always alert, always prepared. Nothing can separate me from his love and care. Lord, you remain in control, even when the world seems like it's spinning out of control. Thank you for the comfort of your protection and presence. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I pray that this walking in grace story was a blessing to you as it is unto me. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And again, at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. So at this time, I will play another selection.
The heart of his spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquities to the image of glory. The heart of his spirit lives eternally, leading me, guiding me, and restoring me. Called to walk in the path of righteousness, chosen to serve the King.
Yeah. I'm in the presence. I'm taking off and fly. My Savior draws nigh. My spirit's on high. I'm living
happy and free.
Happy and free. Taking off and fly. Oh, my soul's on fire. My spirit's on high.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wow. Oh, oh. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
God, Elyon, the Most High God. In Daniel 3:26 in the NIV, Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, El Elyon, come out. Come here. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. El Elyon, I give you praise. I praise you in your sanctuary. I praise you in your mighty expanse. I praise you for your awesome deeds. According to your excellent greatness, I praise you with music, song, and words of admiration. My soul makes it boast in you, El Elyon. I bless your name today, and I will forget none of your benefits. You hold the power in your hand to keep the flames of life's trials from scorching me. You have the power to save. I will not fear. What man can do, because you are El Elyon, the Most High God. So while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection. I normally give our speakers 15 minutes grace period. So just bear with me, and if our speaker is not here by 7:15, then I will bring a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise be to God. Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, who's running a little late, but I will play another inspirational music. Amen.
with your word. You're going to break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Praise be to God. I would like to let you know that our pastor, Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, will not be with us this evening. She's at an engagement with her job. Amen? So she will not be preaching tonight. So I will be bringing a word from the Lord this evening. Okay, praise be to God. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Philemon, and we're going to read verses 1 through 7. And Philemon was a foreman, signaled the giant ball is released, and with dynamite force and a reverberating crash. It must be, well, snap bricks like twigs and thing. But anyway, Paul pleads on behalf of Onesimus, a runaway slave. Paul's intercession for him illustrates what Christ has done for us. And as Paul interceded for a slave, so Christ intercedes for us. Slaves to sin, as Onesimus was reconciled to Philemon, so we are reconciled to God through Christ. As Paul offered to pay the debts of a slave, so Christ paid our debt of sin. Like Onesimus, we must return to God, our master, and serve him. Amen. Again, the scripture reading for this message is coming from Philemon 1 through 7. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Paul's appreciation of Philemon. Greetings from Paul. This letter is from Paul, a prisoner, for preaching the good news about Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy. I am writing to Philemon, our beloved co-worker, and to our sister Aphia, and to our fellow soldier Archippus. And to church that meets in your house. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Verse 4, Paul's thanksgiving and prayer. Paul said, I always thank my God when I pray for you, Philemon, because I keep hearing about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all of God's people. And I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. Your love has given me much joy and comfort. My brother, for your kindness has often refreshed the hearts of God's people. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his mighty word. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Father, thank you for being the giver of the best gifts we have. Thank you, most of all, for your love and grace revealed in Christ. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit who abides within us to be our guide, our teacher, and our helper. Thank you for your gifts to us through the church and for your blessings to us through the Bible. Accept these gifts and bless them to the end that others will experience your grace and fulfill your plan for their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. God is the great giver. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes through him. In James 1 and 17, God so loved a needy and sinful world that he gave his son, Jesus Christ, for us. Jesus came into the world as the servant of God and as a giver of the gifts of God. So Jesus taught his disciples to be unselfish servants who would define their purpose for being in terms of giving. To his apostles, he said in Matthew 10 and 8 in the RSV, "You receive without pay, give without pay." Jesus believed that a person was much more blessed to give than to receive. And each of us has an acquisitive instinct. We receive great joy and satisfaction from acquiring things. But this joy is exceeded, however, by the joy of giving. Nevertheless, many of us feel as Peter did in the presence of great need when he said in Acts 3 and 6 in the RSV, "I have no silver and gold, but I give you what I have. Jesus Christ." Many gifts can be given that cannot be purchased with money. Today, let us think about giving the gift of encouragement. In our text, Paul commended Philemon because Philemon was a great encourager of those about him. He was a beloved fellow worker, and his house was the meeting place for a group of believers in Philemon 2. He was the kind of man, who provoked an attitude of gratitude in the heart of Paul when he prayed to the Father God in verse 4. Philemon was genuinely concern for those about him. He had a great faith in God, a great faith in himself, and a great confidence in others that serve to bless them and to lift them. In verses 5 through 6, Paul remembered Philemon with joy and comfort because of the many things he had done to bring refreshment to Paul's soul in verse 7. Philemon was a great giver, for he gave the gift of encouragement to others. You do not need silver and gold to be this kind of a giver. God has given many rich gifts to his church for the good of the body. Significantly, when Paul gave us a list of the gifts of God, encouragement was among them in Romans 12 and 8. My text for this message is coming from Philemon 7 in the RSV Bible, where it says, I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. Praise be to God. And the title of this message is, Give the Gift of Encouragement. Give yourself the gift of encouragement. Have you ever decided to give yourself a gift that you needed and that you would appreciate and that would do you good? Providing it's something that you need. If it's not anything that you need, so why buy it? Doing so is not selfish if the gift is encouragement. And everybody likes to encourage people to do the right thing, not to tear them down, but to encourage them. You can give yourself this gift in a number of ways. And these are the ways that you can give yourself the gifts of encouragement. Accept yourself as a unique creation of God. Your fingerprints are uniquely distinctive. Your voice is your very own. You are the only one of your kind, and God created you and made you as you are. Amen. Praise God. Appreciate yourself as one for whom Jesus Christ died. God loves you. Place yourself right in the middle of John 3 and 16, where it says, the world that God loved has your address on it. As you realize that God loved you enough to let Jesus die for you, you will see that you are precious to him. Accept the fact that God loves you and appreciate the response to his love. Because nobody can love you like the way God loves you. And 3, forgive yourself for past failures and imperfections. We're not perfect. We all have flaws, and we're still in a work in progress. God did not make you perfect. Although you may be flawed, God still loves you. He forgives fully, freely, and forever those who come to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. If God has forgiven you, then it follows that you should forgive yourself. You must quit despising yourself because of some imperfection or some past mistake. When God forgives you, God forgets. If God forgives you, then you should forgive yourself. Hallelujah. And number four, dedicate yourself to the doing of the Father's good will on a day-by-day basis. Go out of your way to be God's love and mercy to others. A kind word. Good morning. How are you feeling today? That's God's love. You will encourage yourself as well as encouraging others. As you try to give your faith away, and as you try to be God's blessing to others, give the gift of encouragement to those near and dear to you. Give encouragement to your companion. There is not a husband or wife among us who does not need the encouragement of his or her companion. A kind word in the morning. Good morning, sweetheart. You looking beautiful today. Kind words. Encourage them. Build them up. Don't tear them down. Husbands need the commendation of their wives. Each wife can be a great blessing to her husband if she appoints herself as a cheerleader to encourage him and to commend him for the good she sees in his life. Try to overlook his imperfections and deficiencies. Affirm that which is good in your husband if you would give him the gift of encouragement. Just like your wife, build your husband up. Encourage them. Oh, honey, that's a beautiful piece of art that you have drawn. Or encourage him to do something around the house. Anything to encourage them, to build them up, not tear them down. Wives need appreciation. Always appreciate your wife for what she does for you, for the house, for the children. That's a job in itself. Encourage her, honey, I thank you for being such a wonderful wife. Dr. James Dodson wrote a book about what wives wish their husbands knew without asking. He declared that a wife's greatest need is a sense of good self-esteem, and that this comes primarily through her husband. How long has it been since you have expressed appreciation to your wife for what she means to you? For a man that finds a wife finds a good thing. Amen. Do it with words. Do it with deeds. Do it with kindness and tenderness. Give the gift of encouragement to your wife. Children need encouragement more than they need criticism. So many of us, we criticize our children. So what if they don't bring home straight A's? They're not perfect. They just need your love and understanding. Build them up. Encourage them. Let them know, I know that you can do. You could do better next time. Try a little harder. But don't tell them that, oh, you stupid, you don't know how to do this and you can't do that. No, That's not building them up. That's not encouraging them. That's tearing them down. Perhaps the greatest sin that parents commit against their children, other than the sin of neglect, is the sin of being overly critical. The Bible strictly prohibits us from being overly corrective to the extent that we provoke our children to anger. How long has it been since you have given to your children, each of them, a good gift of encouragement? Not material things, encouragement, build up their character. Encourage your children to use their gifts to reach their highest potential. Do not expect them to be perfect. Affirm them in the direction in which they need to go. Help them to become all that God has created them to be. Encourage them. Give encouragement to outsiders. By outsiders, I am referring to those outside the immediate family circle. Everybody needs encouragement. Exclude no one. Include everyone. You can give the gift of encouragement by words of admiration. When you admire the craftsmanship of others, you can encourage them by speaking words of admiration. You can give the gift of encouragement by words of appreciation. How long has it been since you have written a letter expressing application for a service rendered? Have you expressed appreciation to those who serve in public office? Sometimes you can't even read your own handwriting when you're writing too fast. Amen. Have you expressed appreciation to those who teach in the school system? Have you expressed appreciation to the police officer who helped your community to be a safe place in which to live? How long has it been since you expressed appreciation to firefighters who stay on duty to protect your property? How long has it been? You can give the gift of encouragement by words of recognition. There are times when individuals perform above and beyond the call of duty. This takes place in your church, in your community, and in your nation. You can give those people the gift of encouragement simply by recognizing their unselfish giving of service to others. Amen. And as I get ready to bring this message to a close, faith in Christ and love to Him should unite saints more closely than any outward relation can unite the people of the world. Paul, in his private prayers, was particular in remembering his friends. And Onesimus was one of his friends because he was doing the work of God. Even though he was a slave, but it was never too late for him to find God. We must remember, Christian friends, much and often, as their cases may need, bearing them in our thoughts and upon our hearts before our God. When you pray, pray for your friends, pray for family members, pray for strangers. You don't have to know them to pray for them. Different sentiments and ways in what is not essential must not make difference of affection. As to the truth, he inquired concerning his friends. As to the truth, growth and fruitfulness of their graces, their faith in Christ and love to him and to all the saints. The good which Philemon did was matter of joy and comfort to him and others, who therefore desired that he would continue and abound in good fruits more and more to God's honor. And as I close this message, you may not have a vast fortune out of which you can give expensive gifts to others, but all of us can give the gift of encouragement. Write a letter or make a phone call and give the gift of encouragement. Speak face to face with others and give them the gift of encouragement. Speak on the spur of the moment when the occasion is appropriate and give the gift of encouragement in these closing moments. Let me encourage you to receive Jesus Christ into your heart if you have not yet trusted him as Savior and Lord. Let me encourage you to give yourself to a life of faith and faithfulness and spiritual growth, and in and through the church. Let me encourage you to sing the good news and tell others the story of God's goodness to you. That's the message is all about, spreading the good news about Jesus Christ. Let the world know what he has done for you. Let me encourage you to give your best to God and to others. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it is unto me. Give the gift of encouragement. Amen. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you,
amen.
If you have accepted and believed that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the body, the church of Christ. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And all we say is amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And next week, Pastor Kathy will be back at her regular time, 7 p.m. every Thursday. Amen. So at this time, I will play a selection as we're coming to an ending of our program for this evening. Praise be to God, and God bless you. We love you, and we thank you for coming to Pray One for Another, and you didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Praise God.
God, thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.